Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on Iran Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, let's talk about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. And let me begin this episode with this question. To what extent is it obligatory to keep the body calm or in composure and motionless while reciting some Quranic chapters or zikr during the prayer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is one of the conditions which normally people do not take care of during the prayers. I have personally observed many people, many of the very practicing believers, mu'mineen,
yes,
not knowing what it means to be stationary, to be motionless, to be composed during prayer. So they start moving their arms, they start, changing their legs, putting the weight on one leg and then moving the other leg. And they start scratching their head and their hands are dangling on their sides. That's not good, you know. The body, if you look at the lifestyle and the normative conduct of the scholars, like, let's say, His Eminence Grand Ayatollah, late Imam Khomeini, for example. Look at these examples. The movies are there, the films are there. And also there are some scholars that their prayer is broadcast on Iranian TV and they are also available on YouTube pages, okay, web pages. We can see how they are standing. They are not moving while they are praying, while they are saying the zikr. They are motionless. And it's very important that when you recite the zikr, your body should not move. That's a very important condition.
Otherwise, it invalidates
because if you are moving and you're reciting the zikr, then your prayer is definitely affected.
I see.
And we should also read the Risala of Islamic Laws to understand what it means to be motionless, to be composed. Okay, so during the prayer, the body of the worshipper should not move to the extent that the prayer posture is disturbed. Right, we have the posture. And that posture is typical to the prayer. So it should not be disturbed. Also, while reciting the two chapters, like Hamd and Surah we recite, everybody recites. So these are the two important chapters that we recite. There should not be any kind of movement or any obligatory zikr like tashahud, like sujood, ruku. The zikr of these parts of the prayer are wajib. Okay. So sajda, these are the important parts of the prayer. The body should not move. It is otherwise, if you move it, then the prayer is invalidated. Unless you move unintentionally, the prayer is invalidated. And if it happens unintentionally, one must say the zikr and the like again after the body gets calm. Yes, necessary to repeat the zikr. But of course, I've seen many people who do not care. They do not repeat it. They think that, okay, what is important is to recite the zikr.
Yes.
And it's not important to be calm and motionless.
Sheikh Javid,
yes.
You know, some parts of a body are itchy. Can't we scratch them?
Yeah, in common view, if you're considered as composed, as motionless, okay, there's no problem. You move your hands. No problem. You just scratch your body.
Yes.
It's not considered like moving, okay?
Yes.
What is important is the
It's not imbalance, you
mean? It's not imbalance, yes. What is important is the whole body, the trunk of your body should not move. As if you move your fingers or wink your eye, it's not considered to be moving, okay? It's not considered movement.
I see.
So there's also another point I would like to make.
Yes.
Okay? And of course, here I should say that it's not a problem if one moves their hands or fingers a little, although it's mustahab precaution not to move them during prayer.
Okay.
In addition, when saying a mustahab zikr of prayer, except for bihawlillahi wa quwwati yaqumu wa qud, because when we recite it, we move up, we stand up. Okay.
I see.
Which is okay. The body must be calm. as a measure of obligatory precaution. Of course, there is no problem in saying the zikr while moving with the intention of zikr in general. Okay, zikr in general, not zikr as a part of the prayer. Okay, as a general zikr, like for example, when you move down, stand up, or as anything which is not part of the prayer, you make a zikr and your body is moving, there's no problem. It will not affect your prayer.
Mm-hmm, I see. I have a quite relevant question, but I urge my dear listeners actually to stay with us to hear what I have to say and ask Sheikh Javed. Stay tuned.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on Iran Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Shatoid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Sheikh Javed, since we were talking about actually the state of composure,
yes,
during prayer, and you said it's one of the necessary conditions of the prayers, I would like to ask you whether that composure is obligatory for all prayers or only obligatory prayers.
Of course.
What about recommended prayers?
It's always about obligatory prayers.
Uh-huh.
This is a condition, a requirement for the obligatory prayers. When it comes to mustahab prayers, you can move, you can offer those prayers while moving.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a state when you are not in a helpless situation, okay, sometimes you might be. Okay, you want to work, for example, in a factory, you're standing and you want to recite and offer a mustahab prayer, that's okay. Some of the components of those prayers are missed because you're working.
Yes.
Okay. Even when it comes to obligatory prayers, if you are in a helpless situation, like, for example, you are on a train, on a bus, or on a subway, and you cannot stop the subway to offer a prayer, you are jolting, the bus is moving,
yes,
and you cannot help it, you have to offer your prayer, otherwise you will miss it. Your prayer will be lapsed. In that
or
case,
as calm as possible, at
yes,
least you can
yes,
make yourself feel.
You
right,
cannot ask the driver to pull over.
Well, yeah.
So in
or
that
the
case,
pilot.
Yes, you have to offer your prayer even if you are moving. But you have to observe the conditions as far as possible, like the direction of Qibla. You must face the direction of Qibla, because
yes,
if you are not facing that direction, then you have to repeat the prayers.
If somebody loses his concentration while moving, then is it still obligatory for him actually to do a composure, to feel motionless or to stay motionless while offering the prayers?
Losing your concentration.
I mean, recommended prayers.
Losing your concentration is not one of the conditions of prayer.
Recommended
it's not,
prayers.
It's,
yes.
Yeah, it is okay. If you concentrate, that's fine. If you are not able to concentrate, and concentration is not something within your control, you might lose your concentration without you being able to control it.
Yes.
So you if it's possible to concentrate, that's okay. Otherwise, your prayer is not affected.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break, and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws of miscellaneous nature according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, let me ask you something about the blessed names, especially like the divine, for example, attributes of God. What is the ruling of putting the blessed names sticker on the disposable containers, for example,
right,
that are distributed for free at a special stations, tents, mourning ceremonies, and the like? And sometimes we know that these containers, because they are disposable, they are thrown away or littered away by people, right?
Yeah.
So what's the ruling in this regard, regarding putting these blessed names on these containers?
Right. Well, there is no objection to people putting these names or labels with, for example, with the names of Imam Ali or Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam on these containers. Okay, they want to promote the for example, the mottos of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, and they just write, for example, Assalamu alaikum Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, and then give the food as a blessing to the people, to people coming to the station, the food station. There's no objection to them. But when it comes to people who consume the food and then the container is there with, left to them, then it's necessary, it's the individual's duty to make sure that he will not throw the container with that very name into a dustbin which is impure, which is filthy. And of course, any act that is considered, that is reckoned to be desecration, disregard to those noble figures, is absolutely forbidden. Here, they can actually remove the sticker, put it aside, and then throw the container into the garbage can. They can do it.
And they can even put it in the river, right?
Yeah, of course.
Or
but river.
Bury it, for example, in the ground.
They call containers are made of plastic. It's not good.
Not decomposable.
Yeah. So they have to burn it or something, do it, or give it to the companies to recycle. Okay.
Yes.
That's the best way to do it.
But they're going to burn it then.
Okay.
Isn't it considered disrespectful?
No, the name is not there. Okay. We are supposed to remove the name and then put the container, give the container to the certain companies which recycle the plastic bags.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining or listening to your own program, Islamic Laws, on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, the host of this program, and Sheikh Javid, the guest speaker, and the rest of the crew. We bid you farewell, and until another show of Islamic Laws, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم مجا لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد محيي المميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو